and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker segment's brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 20th of June, 722, 68 degrees on our way to 92. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by local firefighter Greg Davis, talking about a barbecue fundraiser coming up this weekend. Greg, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing all right here so far today. Thanks for having some time to join us, because sometimes you're a little busy this time of day.
Yeah, sometimes it can be that way, but I appreciate you having me on.
Hey, well, glad to have you on. So we've been talking about this just a little bit, but let's talk about the barbecue fundraiser, and specifically starting off our conversation as to the when and where and what's on the menu.
Yep, so this coming Sunday, June 25th, out here at Fire Station 2, we're going to do our drive-through pulled pork dinner. So what we'll do is we'll pull a few of our trucks out. You'll come enter the our apparatus bay off of 15th, the west entrance off of 15th. You'll come through, drive right through the station. We'll have a bunch of guys handing out food. The meal will include a pulled pork sandwich, a bag of chips, baked beans, and a dessert. Once you get your tray of food, you'll just exit on out the building onto industrial and head wherever you please to enjoy your meal.
And you're on your way. All right. So that sounds easy enough. And this, Greg, is a free will donation. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And let's talk about why we're doing this fundraiser.
Yep. So we've got a guy that one of our local firemen here in Emporia that was recently diagnosed with cancer, and obviously we know that's not an easy or cheap feat. So we're just trying to help raise some funds to help with a few of that cost. You know, the fire service is kind of a tight-knit group. You know, we work 24-hour shifts together, so we're kind of, you know, it's our second family. We call them our brothers. So whenever something like this happens, we all try to step up and do as much as we can for him.
Gotcha. And given your answer and kind of how the flyer is, we're not naming the firefighter right now, just out of deference to personal wishes right now?
Yep, absolutely. He, like I said, it's just still kind of new, and he's just trying to, you know, he doesn't want a whole bunch of attention drawn to him. It was kind of hard. You know, he's kind of a hard-headed feller anyway, so we're just trying to, it was kind of hard to talk him into letting us do this for him anyway.
Well, it's great you're stepping out and helping out, and I'm sure the community will help out as well. So, again, that's this Sunday from 5 until 7, Fire Station number 2, 1415 Industrial. So you guys doing all the cooking out there then, Greg?
We are. We're going to start cooking Friday. Hopefully I have all the meat and stuff ready for Friday. So when 5 o'clock rolls around Sunday, we'll be able to just start handing out meals.
You know, the firefighters have a reputation of being able to cook it up. Is that the case out there?
Yep, that should be. We've got a couple barbecue masters out here, so it shouldn't disappoint.
Greg, you mentioned here about how tight-knit, firefighters are, whether it's, those of you in the given building with Emporia having two separate, firefighter headquarters, or really the firefighting community as a whole. When this word came out here about your fellow firefighter with cancer, what was the reaction, I guess, from other firefighters really across the area when this started coming out?
Oh, I mean, like I said, it's devastating news for anybody, but you know, we do, you know, we all try to keep a positive outlook on it. We, you know, and like I said, we all just try to do our best getting a hold of him or whoever it is to try to make sure we can do whatever we can to make it a little bit easier on them.
Well, let's have dinner on the firefighters here. Taste some of that great barbecue they'll be cooking up at Fire Station number 2, 5 until 7 this Sunday. So it's just drive through then, right? You just pick it up and go?
Yep, pick it up and go.
Awesome. You know, the other question I had here, Greg, is you know, people see you guys out for, you know, obviously the main things that come out with the wrecks, fires. Sometimes they'll see you for a gas leak or you know, as the case was Saturday night, maybe an arson investigation or at least suspected arson investigation. But maybe you can give folks a sense of kind of what, you know, life is like in the firehouse when you're not out on a call, you know, regardless of the level, kind of what's taking place and the camaraderie that builds up as the result of that 24-hour shift, you know, 7 days a week.
Yep, so if we're not out running emergency calls, you know, we're in the stations either, you know, preparing, training, you know, practicing, just trying to keep, you know, our skill levels up to the standards that we expect to when that emergency does happen, we're ready to go. So by doing that, you know, like I said, we're constantly working with each other, you know, we eat with each other, you know, we're just, you know, in times, my own family at home wonders that if, you know, it's kind of my second family because I'm with them, you know, just as much as I am with my own personal family.
Well, Greg, we appreciate all you do, all you and the firefighters, all the hard work that you put in, and we're fortunate to have a great group like you and your coworkers keeping us safe out there. And let's make sure it's a big day coming up on Sunday, folks. The community is welcome to the barbecue fundraiser this Sunday, 5 until 7, Fire Station 2, 1415 Industrial. Greg, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Greg.
You too. Bye.
Emporia firefighter Greg Davis, barbecue fundraiser. Coming up this Sunday.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker spot, we thought we had tomorrow's pretty well teed up. We didn't, so that's open.